Joanna, do you want to say anything about this? About censorship potentially making us miserable, boring, fearful? You said something interesting. It just takes one person. Is it that arbitrary in your experience?
It did. In my experience, it did seem to be. And I always kind of, you know, you might have 5,000 people say, this is fantastic. I loved it. It's so good. And you get one person who might make a complaint to the right authority, and action is taken against you, you know, without true revision of the facts. Vagina monologues is a good example of that. I mean, that's 10 years ago now. But yeah, I mean, that sold out, and it was a really great production. You know, oh, the word vagina, oh my God. Crazy. More than, you know, 50% of the world has one, but never mind, you know. But apparently, the whole hoo-ha about it was so successful that then they wanted to restage and extend the run, essentially. And, you know, there were articles in the newspaper, and the journalism done actually harmed us in many ways, because it took a very sensationalistic approach, and it wasn't really looking at, or what you know, I don't know if they really read the writing, you know what I mean? Or read the play itself, what's it really about? And it was the complaint, apparently the rumor is, the complaint was made by one person in a religious department in another state. Kada, yeah, I heard it was Kada, and sent a letter. Oh, if you want this mic. Sent a letter, you know, so compared to the, you know, 1,000 or so people who saw it, one person who didn't actually know anything about it made a complaint, and the ban was made on that basis. So, you know, like you said, this is a very reactionary sort of culture sometimes, and quite judgmental. You know, so anytime anyone complained directly to me, I said, have you actually read the book? You can buy it in the bookstore. It's not like banned or anything. You can buy it and judge for yourself. I think that's something that we have to nurture as well in our societies, you know.